The boogeyman is hiding just outside your window. Or at least that's what these viewers seem to think. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true stories sent in by viewers just like you, who have encountered what they call skimwalkers. Now, as always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. Let's get into these creepy and allegedly true skimwalker horror stories. I remember my dad told me these stories of his experiences with these entities when he was a kid and into adulthood. This one is the craziest one he ever told me. For a little backstory, my childhood was not the greatest. My mom and dad were young when they had me, and used to fight to the point where my dad would leave for periods of time. Well, it was during one of these periods of time where my parents had split up for a while, and my father was staying with his parents up in the mountain. One of these days, he remembers he and his brother had gotten up early and walked into town to run some errands for their mom and dad, and possibly a job opportunity. He explained that the evening was catching up fast, and that they decided to take a shortcut to get home faster. The shortcut that they had planned on taking runs through a valley and is flat for miles. As they are walking home, my dad explained that he kept hearing small pebbles being thrown at them, but could not tell what direction they were coming from. At this point, he said he picked up his pace a little, keeping his eye on the trees and bushes and rocks just to feel better. After a while, he heard this thing run past them, and began hearing whispers coming from the trees and bushes. His brother was acknowledging him and that he did hear the whispers as well, but told him to ignore them. He said to keep just looking ahead and try to ignore it as best as you could. As darkness was approaching faster, they begin to run, as they are getting more and more freaked out. My dad's brother quickly told him that it must be the same skimwalker that followed him weeks ago. After a while, they stopped to catch their breath, and my dad said at one point, he could hear this thing whispering his name from different directions. As they were nearing home, my dad said that he and his brother made the last full sprint to my grandma's. Once they reached home, out of breath, they were both in shock. They tried to rationalize what they experienced. Maybe it was one of their brothers playing a mean prank. But no one was home, and the only answer they could come up with was that it was indeed a skimwalker. Now, my grandparents had a small plot of land near the mountain and had built a small house. The house was small, just enough room for one or two brothers. So, they had built a small one-bedroom extension so the other brothers could have a room to sleep in. Exhausted, the two of them decided it would be best for them to go to bed and try to forget this experience. Later, my dad said he was awoken by a loud bang on the wall next to him, jolting him awake. He said he just sat in bed and tried to wake up. What he saw next froze the blood in his veins. He was not too sure what time it was, but he knew it must have been extremely late. It was a full moon, so there was a faint light coming through the small windows. As he sat in bed, he said that this thing was peeking in through the windows, and what he saw was terrifying. He explained that as it moved around the windows looking in, he could make out two long ears on top of its head, and could hear it grunting like an animal. He continued that it was grunting. As he watched it make its way towards the door, his body was frozen. He could hear it whispering his name, and saying something that he could not quite make out. As he watched it make its way towards the door, his body frozen, he heard the doorknob rattle as if it were checking to see if the door was unlocked. Luckily, he had locked the door before falling asleep. This thing continued to rattle the doorknob for quite a while. Then, it made its way around the small bedroom extension again. He heard it right behind him. The only reason he knew it was behind him was because it kept whispering his name and tapping along the wall. At certain points, he caught the smell of death falling back into the bed. He heard his brother, his brother was saying to stop calling his name. My dad told him to be quiet and stop speaking, and to lay low. After a while, he said the whispers stopped, and everything else stopped with it. Suddenly, they heard three loud bangs on the wall. This thing hit the wall so hard that he and his brother jumped out, scared that the walls were going to collapse. After that, they seemingly have not had any more experiences with this thing. This is one of the many encounters my dad had growing up, and at times to this day, he still sees something out in the dark running every so often. It seems just about every Navajo family has their own experiences dealing with the paranormal. The thing is, some will talk about it, and most others will keep it to themselves. The one thing I'm about to share is not only terrifying, but very troubling. This involves my mom's cousin, who lived not too far from us. She was an outgoing person and loved meeting new people, and it just so happened that during one of these outings, she had met a guy. She had only recently gotten out of a very long relationship, so meeting someone was not really her top priority. As time went on, they had really hit it off. She was in love and experiencing an exciting relationship. She has two kids from her last relationship, so her new boyfriend meeting her two kids was important for her. If they did not like him, then she knew it was not going to work. As time went on, her kids began to accept him, and soon enough, he had moved in with her. They had been going together for no more than a year when things started happening. To explain more about her new boyfriend, he was a non-native and was from a larger city, so being in our small town was a bit of a culture shock for him. So after the first year of being together, they started to experience an entity that would make its presence known. It started out with small things, from taps on windows to hearing whispering outside their bedroom window. Soon enough, though, things began to get worse. After a few months of these small little visits, things progressed. She recalls one of these progressed visits that it had been late at night. They had been asleep when he had awakened to use the bathroom. Now, with living on the reservation, running water and indoor plumbing is virtually non-existent, so making a trip outside to relieve yourself was not very unheard of. When growing up, on the reservation, you hear stories of skinwalkers making their presence known when making a bathroom trip outside. For someone who did not really understand the traditions, he had gone outside by himself to use the outhouse. It was a moonlit night, she explained, when he made his trip to the outhouse as he was using the bathroom. He said that a strong smell of decay filled his nose, like that of a rotting animal. Wondering what was making that smell, and not wanting to find out, he quickly finished. As he was making his way out, he saw a black figure standing in a clearing behind the house. He described it like a waiting, crouching dog. He immediately got a bad feeling from this figure and quickly walked back to the house. As he got back to the door of the house, he turned around to see the figure still there. He soon blew it off, thinking that his eyes and mind were playing tricks on him. The next morning, things seemingly were going back to normal, and he figured his mind was just overtired. But he would have this exact encounter again. Things progressed more, and only after mentioning this encounter weeks later to his wife. A few nights later, she remembers they had been sitting outside. It was late, and they were talking, and after a while, she said she went back in while he stayed out to smoke a cigarette. A few minutes later, he came running in, scared and pale. She recalls what he explained to her. He said he'd been sitting there, and a few seconds later, he heard something scratching on the top of the roof. Wondering what it was, he looked up. He described a figure with a painted black and white face and an animal pelt on top of its head. Only adding to his fear, he said the eyes glowed. Terrified, he quickly ran into the house, scaring everyone inside. As she recounted the story, she explained that she called her brother over to see if this entity was still there. After a few minutes of them looking around, they found nothing. Now, traditional beliefs say that it would be wise to seek a spiritual healer in an event like this, and since he did not really believe in our traditions, he refused. As time went on, things progressively got worse and worse for him. When she would tell her stories during visits with family, she was in distress. Soon another encounter would happen. It had been a few months since his encounter when he first sighted the entity that night. On this night, we had heard from her son that while his mother was out running a quick errand, he was home with her boyfriend. He explained that they had just finished watching TV. He was going back to his room to play some video games while he went back to his and his mom's room. A few minutes later, he heard a scream. Running quickly to the room and wondering what was going on, he said he entered the room and found his mom's boyfriend running out of the house quickly. Following him, he asked what was going on as well. He told him that he heard a tap on the window, and thinking it was him or his little brother pulling a prank on him, he looked out the window and came face to face with this skinwalker. He described it again, its face painted white and black, with an animal pelt on top of its head. He wanted to confront this entity, so he quickly ran outside to catch it. He later said that he recalled this encounter to his mom and asked her to get some help. She did seek spiritual help, and after getting help, things seemed to quiet down. This part of the story was never really told to us, but after a while, things got better, probably for a month or two. That is when the most disturbing moment happened. My aunt recalls this part of the story and was recounted to us after the incident had happened. It happened at least 3 months since she had the spiritual help, but it was during this moment she thought things took a turn for the worse. It had been a late night. He had been up for a while watching TV when he decided to have a cigarette before bed. He stepped outside, had his cigarette, and during this time, something was out there. No one really knows what he experienced, but all that is known was that he met an entity. He had came back inside and had gone to bed. Sometime during the night he had awoken, screaming and choking her. Her kids heard the screaming and ran to the room. They had witnessed him still on top of her, choking her and throwing punches. They quickly pushed him off of her, which he had somehow regained his thoughts. Her kids said he finally snapped out of his daze and realized what he had done. He ran. The three kids called the police and family. Hours later, things had calmed down. She had some pretty bad bruises on her face and neck, and police had found him as to where, I don't really know where they found him. He was taken into custody and received jail time as to what happened. Last I heard, after completing his jail time, he moved back to his home state. My mom's cousin was traumatized after this incident, and thank God that her kids had acted quickly. After seeking spiritual help, the shaman had told her that he had encountered a skinwalker that night. He recounted to her that its plan was to harm her and him. After a few years, she is happily remarried and has extended her family. This was by far the most horrifying encounter that anybody in my family has ever had with a skinwalker. What's up, Swamp Folk? Sorry to interrupt this video, but before we get into any more stories, I have to let you know about today's sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a service I've been using for quite some time. HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes' time. It's a great value. You can save 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. Feeding the whole family has never been easier with lower prices for larger box sizes. So more servings means more savings. Over 90% of ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness. HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted, delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut. Try new things and make any night feel special. HelloFresh is the first global carton neutral meal kit company of its kind. By skipping the grocery store and using HelloFresh, you're reducing your food waste by at least 25%, and that's the best part of it all. Go to HelloFresh.com/Swamped80 and use code Swamped80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/Swamped80 and use code Swamped to get $80 off, including free shipping. This happened last year, in 2019. sometime around September when I was 19 years old. Me and my family took my stepfather's motorhome and traveled up to Flagstaff, Arizona. The trip was fun and relaxing for the most part, until about halfway into the trip, we were outside the city of Flagstaff. We were surrounded by forest and green all over, which was a beautiful sight to behold. But night was fast approaching. I was assuming we were going to arrive at our location when it was dark, which I guess is fine, but for some reason, I felt like we were being followed, but I was trying to ignore it. We finally arrived at the motorhome park, and it was around 11 p.m., which is quite late. So me and my brothers quickly set up tables and chairs with a 12-foot by 12-foot rug for them to sit on. The rest of my family was fast asleep. Very soon after that, my brother and I also fell asleep. I attempted to stay up because I have never been to Flagstaff, so I was in and out for a while. I was trying to soak in that feeling of being somewhere new. Eventually, I just couldn't sit in bed anymore. I sat outside. When I was sitting down, I was just looking around at the other motorhomes that were attending the location. It was silent, dead silent, which was peaceful. After around 15 minutes or so into my relaxation, I looked over and down the dirty road. There were no lights, but I thought I saw something or someone moving. I brushed it off though. Then I felt a little bit of dread and hunger, which was unusual since I had just eaten McDonald's not that long ago. I looked over at the dirt road. Then I can clearly see what is the outline of a figure. It was tall and skinny and facing directly my way. My adrenaline started to rush, and I reached into the lower compartment into the motorhome and grabbed my stepdad's machete. As soon as I turned back to look at this thing, it was so much closer. It's hard to explain. Two thoughts ran into my head. Fight or flight? And I chose to fight, because to be honest, I had nothing to really live for. I'm not scared of dying. I will protect my family to my last breath. As I took my stance with the machete in hand, ready for it to pounce, it let out a cry. This cry, I guess I could say, was so loud that I had to cover my ears, dropping my weapon. The cry was mixed between a man and that of a dying wolf with, like, a static sound. As I looked up at the creature, I was in a panic. I do not know what this thing is, so I tried to do the dumbest decision ever. I roared back at it to make myself look bigger and tougher to scare it away, like people say to do with bears. But this thing did not move or even flinch. My heart was racing. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack at any moment. I was heavy breathing, clearly scared, so I ran back into the motorhome and locked the doors fast and quickly as I could. I heard footsteps come closer and then it let out another cry. I covered my eyes with the pillow. Then it stopped and I heard footsteps run away in the opposite direction. I could not sleep that whole night, and I did not even want to tell my family what had happened. I'm still mind blown nobody woke up from all those screeches. In the morning, I was surprised that no one else seemed to hear it. I guess it was probably smart that I just didn't say anything. Later that day, I decided to go outside and try to see where this thing was. I found what I'm pretty sure looks like a really mangled footprint. I also smelled something very bad in that area, like something was decomposing. I don't know what it was, but after that experience, I never want to visit Flagstaff again. Last year, I was living in a small mountain town in central southern Colorado in the Rio Grande National Forest. Super small town. Ute natives were tragically killed in the whole area of the town. I do not usually get creepy vibes when I am there, but it is definitely weird in many ways. I was in my car at 2 a.m. with a friend. We were parked outside our house looking down the road with only the street light across the street lighting up the area. From 15 yards in front of us, we see a large animal emerge from the darkness and catch the light. We started asking each other, "What is it? That thing is massive, bigger than anything we've seen around here." It was like the size of a small horse or a big deer. It walks towards us and stands 1 yard away from my door. We were frozen, unable to move while we stare at this thing that was so close to us. I say, "Is that a wolf?" It is all I could think it could be. It was tall, completely silver, and looked like a wolf from a movie. As it stands so close to us, it looks up at the sky, to the left, then right. Then it runs away, toward the large cliffs at the back of the town. There are abandoned mines that direction, and a large forest. We were stunned. We were frozen, and we stayed silent for many minutes, until we just started laughing. Everything calmed down and we went inside, absolutely confused though. After that, I told some coworkers, thinking how cool it would have been if I saw a wolf. They all said that was impossible though. No wolves have lived here for decades. So I do some research, and they are right. No wolves have been here for like 40 years, and it would be a miracle if I had seen one, especially a gray wolf. As I look at more pictures of wolves, my memory becomes clearer. What I saw was way too tall and silver to be a gray wolf. My friend and I have not forgotten one detail of this story. I am not sure what it was, but I'm positive it was not a dog. If it was, it was the biggest dog in existence. I remember the world washing away as I stared at its shining fur. It was the most majestic animal I'd ever seen. There were chills covering my body, and I could barely breathe. Do you guys think I saw Skinwalker? I think me and my friend are being followed by a Skinwalker. This started a few days ago. I do not know what we did, but ever since about 3 days ago, we have been noticing some very odd things. Our truck started smelling like sulfur and rotten meat, and our trailer, which is very clean, smells like rotten meat as well. We do not have any meat here. We've checked up and down. We hear scratches at night while we are trying to sleep, as well as knocking noises, but that does not make sense because we are in the middle of nowhere in Utah, with no towns for at least 20 miles in either direction. There is also a Native American reservation literally 200 feet from my property. We decided to go looking for whatever is causing these noises last night. We walked about 2 miles from our truck and started to smell sulfur. Then we both saw a 6 or 7 foot tall silhouette running towards us. We freaked the heck out and we ran right back to the truck. But the truck, for whatever reason, would not start. This is pretty cliche, I know. I got out of the truck and went to the toolbox as quickly as I could. I grabbed a wrench and started taking off the intake. I sprayed some ether in it and put the intake back on and fired it up. We peeled out. We were doing about 53 miles per hour to get back to our trailer when I look back and see that this thing is still behind us and keeping up on its own 2 feet. I told my buddy to punch it because it was right behind us. He floored it, but it would not go any faster. It can usually do around 70 or 80, but this thing would not go past 55 tonight. It is a Ford 6.9 IDI with a turbo kit, in case anyone was wondering. We made it to the last mile or so before our trailer. We shut the truck off and ran inside as fast as we could. We locked the door and covered all the windows with blankets. As soon as I got the last one blanketed up, there was something tugging at our door and trying to open it. So I went there and held the door shut with all of my might. Then, I kid you not, out of nowhere, the locked door started to unlock itself. I tried to keep the lock in position, but it was just so strong. I even used a bootlace and grabbed a hammer and waited. About a minute later, I got a text from a girl that I'm very interested in, but she never texts me back, saying that she is in trouble and needs us to come get her right now. I asked her what was wrong and what was going on, and she said she is getting kicked out of the house. So I get ready to go because this is my only chance with her. I asked her if she had money for diesel, and she asked me why. I told her we were coming to get her, and then she said, "Why would I want to come see you? We haven't talked in months." Okay, so you just texted me 3 minutes ago. I'm super confused. I decided it was probably in our best interest to stay inside that night. I suddenly started hearing my name being called from the other side of the door. These were vaguely familiar voices. Girls I had talked to, family members, things of that nature. I never looked outside, though, for fear that this thing would be standing just outside the door. I put salt around the door the next morning because someone told me that would help. Nothing got in, so it must have. So now we are sitting here in the morning, honestly terrified, with no sign that anything even happened last night. No scratch marks on the trailer, no dents or footprints or paw prints, nothing. So I'm here writing into the show, hoping somebody believes me, because I need help. I'm not sure if those text messages were connected, or how it would even somehow be able to manipulate my phone. But if anybody has any idea of how I can protect myself from what I assume is a skinwalker, I'd be very appreciative. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true skinwalker encounter horror stories. As always, these stories were sent in by viewers just like you. If you have an encounter with what you think is a skinwalker, or you have a different story that you would like to share in the show, be sure to submit that at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd absolutely love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories tonight, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. If you're on iTunes or Spotify or any other podcast platform, be sure to give me a 5-star review. It helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day. And all things natural and supernatural. If you want to support the swamp outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe consider checking out our merch store. We have shirts, face masks, hoodies, mugs, and all kinds of cool stuff. And currently, for the month of December, we have an exclusive Christmas design that will no longer be sold after New Year's, so definitely get one before it's too late. If you're on the go and don't have YouTube Premium, but still want to listen to the latest and greatest Swamp Dweller scary stories everywhere you're going, be sure to download them for free from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about anywhere else you find your favorite podcast. And like I said, it's absolutely free. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I couldn't do this on a daily basis without you guys. Before we end this video, I would love to know, what story tonight was your favorite? I'd have to say that last one was mine. I don't know what I would do if something followed me all the way home from the woods, and then began beating on my door, and then even posing as a girl that I liked to try to trick me and lure me outside? That's crazy. Thank you guys as always, and I'll see you soon with another creepy video.